From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. For today's segment, we have a special musical feast from two amazing musicians, Reverend Karen Chenoweth and Meryl Ennis. During the course of this interview with Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi, both of them share their journey with Sai and music. And after the interview, you'll be listening to 45 minutes of some amazing music by these two incredible ladies. Now, coming to a few words of introduction, Karen was ordained a church minister in Greeley, Colorado, USA, at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in 1984. In her ministry work, Karen has served as a parish minister, a university minister, and a hospital chaplain. Today, she is no longer associated directly with the church, but her love for Christ continues to inspire her to serve others. She also composes music and sacred lyrics and is a poet, having written the book Soul Fire, Soul Desire. Now, coming to Meryl Ennis, she is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Meryl, with her wide vocal range and style, is equally at home with belting out blues, rich soaring melodies, gospel hallelujahs, and captivating folk songs. Each song in her albums has its own rich arrangement of sounds with a variety of instruments. This mixture includes folk guitar, mandolin, keyboard, violin, slide and nylon guitar, dobro, harmonica, bass and drums. In this particular album called Dancing with the Divine, which you'll be listening today, Meryl shares her experiences from the 1999 trip to India with Swami through her songs. And all the songs that you'll be listening today during the course of this interview and after are from the albums Dancing with the Divine and Dear Sai Baba by Meryl Ennis and Music of the Lord by Karen Chenoweth. Happy listening.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, welcome to Love to Love. And today we are honored to have two women who come from two different faith groups who are both musicians, and they both bring their music to the table as an offering to God. My first guest, whom you might have heard of in our episode of Trace with Divinity, is Reverend Karen Chenoweth. And along with her, I'm also honored to welcome Ms. Meryl Ennis. Sai Ram, ladies.
Sai Ram.
Welcome to Love to Love.
Thank you.
Now, you both have come up with beautiful CDs of music that reflect the richness of your respective traditions, and these are your offering to God. So let me begin with you, Meryl. What prompted this initiative, the inspiration for the CD?
Baba. That is, of course, the inspiration for all, and it was Swami. The first CD came after my first trip here in 1999, and I came home, and all these songs just started pouring forth.
Did you have a music background?
Yes, I had a vocal and a guitar background, yes.
And Karen?
Yes, I have sung in various choirs and churches throughout my life. And on one of my trips here, Swami came to me and he said, I want you to take your music out into the world with the boys of the band. So I said, okay, Lord. So I went back to the U.S. and I started this process of writing music, finding a producer, and just being in love with God to share this music.
Band, the boys' band, Backstreet Boys. Which band was he? Beatles? Who was he referring to?
I'm curious. He never said who the boys in the band were, so I wasn't exactly sure. But what I did know was that he wanted me to start taking all the melodies and the lyrics that I had been coming up with in Darshan and different places and put them together for him, and the boys of the band would be revealed. And
In time. Of course. With all good things that Baba tells us of in his own time. Now, your music, how does it reflect Baba's call for unity of faiths? Because you come from a very traditional Christian background, and Meryl here comes from a Jewish background. So there's so much of diversity right there, and yet what binds you is love for Baba. So can you tell us about the richness that you bring into this music?
Yes. I know in my heart, and I've experienced, because I've been blessed to travel with choirs and to sing here, how music is the universal voice of God. And through that, it doesn't really matter which faith background that you're in. Music plays a very important part. It's the part that touches our hearts and moves out. And God is the source of all this music.
You know, it's so interesting that you speak of unity of faith, because you're a reverend and you grew up in a very, I would say, organic Christian environment, and you've been a reverend, and here you are wearing ochre robes and an omkar on your dupatta.
Yes.
So I think you actually are a walking, talking Sarvadharma symbol.
I would agree.
And yes. A singing one.
Yes.
And that is so interesting. Now, Meryl, about the Jewish tradition that you bring into your music, what can you tell us?
Well, a lot of the Baba music is not particularly in the Jewish faith. It talks about the oneness of us all, and that brings it all together. However, after coming to Baba, Baba teaches to be better in your own religion. And so what I've been able to do that I probably would not have done before is, in our small community that I live in, it started with another lady and myself. We started doing the Jewish high holiday services, and we've now been doing it for I've been continuing that for about 12 years, and I do all the sacred music that is done for the Jewish high holidays. And it was a coming out for me to, you know, put my name in the paper, call me for the Jewish high holidays services, which I might not have done before. I kept that a little, what we call, closer to the vest. And so it's been since Baba that I have expressed and done more music and done more service in the community, in the Jewish faith.
And whereabouts is this in the U.S.?
It's a small mountain town called Crestone, Colorado.
Oh.
It's about 200 miles southwest of Denver. And it's a very spiritual community. There's a lot of different groups there. There's a Haida Gandhi ashram with Babaji. There's a lot of Buddhist groups. There's a Carmelite group. So it's a very lovely, lovely spiritual mountain community.
And you bring so much richness with your music to it. That is amazing. Meryl, what can you tell me about the collection of songs and their lyrics? How exactly did they come about? How does this process, because I talk to a lot of musicians and they say they do this cosmic download and it keeps coming. Would you care to elaborate?
Yes, I've found that there's several ways that I tend to get the music. I've had one song, Dancing with the Divine, where I was meditating before performing with a small jazz band, going to a memorial service for someone. They had asked us to do the music. And sitting there, I saw Baba in my vision, and he started rocking back and forth. And then, then I saw myself rocking back and forth. And the song, Dancing with the Divine, the whole song came by the time I got up and was getting ready to go. That's a little unusual. Usually what I find is that Baba will give me, like, the opening lines of the song, the lyrics and the melody, and I'll get that, and then I need to work on finishing the song. Or other times it'll be a theme, like, oh, I should do a song about separation, because that was an issue for me, of feeling separate from God, and it should be a blues song, and so it'll be a theme that'll come. So either the whole song comes, or a part of the song, or a theme tends to come, and that's what seems to happen for me.
one with the divine love, and I live in grace, one with the divine love. Yes, I'm filled with grace from the divine love. I'm so happy to embrace this divine love, divine love. That's what I am, divine love.
Ask you to indulge our listeners by perhaps humming a few lines from some of your favorite numbers, perhaps Dancing with the Divine or Them Separation Blues.
Oh, okay. I was prepared to do the Darshan song,
sure,
but
please,
I could...
please, as you please.
This is a song that came to me after my first trip, and I realized
the Darshan,
and I was starting to write it, and it's like I stepped back and was like, oh, this is about Darshan. I have to be good. So it starts off as this. How do I feel when I see you walk by, waiting in darshan to see you walk by? I see you walk by, and I want you to stay. I open my heart, and you show me the way.
Beautiful. It brings back that moment when we sat there in anticipation.
How do I feel when I see you walk by, waiting in darshan to see by? I see you walk by, and I want you to stay. I open my heart, and you show me the way. Truth of God's unending love. And where will I go? I will leave it to you. In surrender and trust in all that you do, I open my heart, knowing that's where you'll stay. I'll open my heart and remember each day to keep the flame lit with the light of your love, to remember the oneness that is perfect love, to you.
Thank you so much, Meryl, for sharing that song.
Thank you.
Karen, if I may request you to share with me how you get your lyrics.
My lyrics also come in a variety of ways. Oftentimes when I was sitting in darshan, it's like a melody would just pop into my head, and I'd go, I have to remember that. And I wouldn't have a keyboard, so I'd keep singing it over and over and then take it back to the U.S. and write it down on the keyboard. Sometimes it was like I would go, Swami, you want to write some music now? And I would get yes. And so I would sit down in a state of quietness and just listen. And sometimes it would be words. Sometimes it would be the melody that would come. And I very much feel that they've all been divinely inspired, and that I was led to the music producer who would help me put the melodies and the lyrics together for finishing the albums. So I would say to Swami, and I felt this is what has happened, sing through me, write words through me. Yes.
And he does a good job, doesn't he?
He does a very good job.
Yes, So my next request is, can we have you hum a few songs for us?
Okay, I'm going to start with the first one, and I'm going to sing the words, if that's okay.
Please.
Everywhere I can find the Lord, I don't need a form or face. I go within and I feel your love in each and every place. Oh, my Lord, such gratitude you are each moment that I breathe. Through the ups and downs of life, you have promised not to leave.
Lovely. one more, and then I'll ask Meryl to indulge us again. So okay. One more, please. Which one is it going to be?
Yes, it's called Music of the Lord.
Yes.
And take me away to the empire of music. Bareback I ride, a white steed. Hoof beats echo, cosmic heartbeat, fields of roses sing to God. Through Go Gate we pass into the land of music.
beautiful. That was Music of the Lord from the album called Music of the Lord by Kiran Chenoweth. Reverend, thank you for sharing that. Now, turning to Meryl. Meryl, one more song. Which album is it going to be?
Well, the first album was Dancing with the Divine.
That's
that
right.
The Darshan song was from. And this song, this album is a collection of songs that I had written since the first one. And it's called Dear Sai Baba.
Wonderful. And which number are we singing?
I'm going to be doing This Love I Have Now.
Okay.
And just to explain it a little bit, this is a very Western style of song. I've sung jazz, and in jazz in America, there's a type of song called a torch song, which is typically a woman singing about a man who left her or a man who done her wrong. And, you know, there's a lot of those songs out there. And I realize that now that I have Swami's love, his love will always be with me. There'll never be anything that will go wrong. He'll never leave me. It'll always
it's
be
the
there.
Only perfect, 100% reliable love.
Yes, yes. So this is a bit of a jazz song, and I'll start with that.
Please.
I'm done singing, he's done me wrong songs. With this love I have now will do me no wrong. This love is so pure, this love is so strong. It's the love of Lord Sai, it will do me no wrong. This love I have now will do me no harm. This love is so pure, this love is so strong. It's the love of Lord Sai, it will do me no wrong. No longer to ask, am I blue? For this love I have now will always be true. It's been with me from the very start, and all that it took was to open my heart. I lived my life and expected the pain, and now I see that this pain has no gain. This loving light has burned in my heart. We are always one, we are never apart. So long to sing in the blues, no more moaning about paying my dues. Open to receive, open to give. With the love of Lord Sai, I truly can live. With the love of Lord Sai, I truly can live.
Fabulous. Absolutely marvelous. You ladies rock. Amazing. I'm loving your music. It's beautiful. Now, this is so interesting. Two women from two different faith groups, a reverend and a Jewish person. You started this journey and you're combining your music for that one goal, which would you care to define?
Well, the goal is to share the love of Baba, and in the world outside of Baba devotees, the love of the Lord, to let people know what is in our hearts is in their hearts, and it can be spread, and to help everyone be lifted up, and to share that love. I'll just leave it at that.
Very well said. Reverend?
The goal is to love the Lord through music. And however people perceive that in their own faith background and their own understanding of God, I know that music is a very special way to touch people's hearts. So we want to touch as many hearts as possible and take this music out into the world and just share and love, love, love.
Yes. Before I had one of the things that had come to me is, you know, dear Lord, let this music be an expression of your love.
My heart is in bliss.
what we say, that the Lord is Samagana Lola. This is his weakness, good music. You really want to capture his heart and get him, trap him with your love. Music is the way, and I think both of you do a splendid job of it. Thank you so much for joining us on Love to Love.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, and I would like to thank Swami and all the beautiful Swamis that are here and around the world for the opportunity to come and share our love together as one. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Chariots are gonna get to heaven someday.
him to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Sorry.
Matter wherefore. anger, let go of fear, let go of doubt, for love is near, for love fills my heart, and love is the very best part of being alive. Yes, love fills my heart, and that's no jive. Let go of doubt, for love is near. My heart needs to sing free. Let the pain and trauma be released. And let go. Let the divine love start to show. Let go of anger, let go of fear, let go of doubt, for love is near, yes, love is here.
Come.
There was a time when I felt different. I felt alone and scared, and life just didn't fit. And then I came to know what was in my heart, and it was inside I found the missing part. There is love, there is love. Every time we look inside, there is love. There is love, there is love. Every time we look inside, there is love. Now I know what I am to do when I search for a love that is true. I know not to look for it outside, or to try to search for it far and wide. There is love, there is love. Every time we look inside, speak to you. Hear my prayer, my Lord, my God, the answer is in view. Hear my prayer, my Lord, my God, my heart pours out to you. When I listen quietly, you tell me what to do. Feel my love, my Lord, my God, a love that comes from you. Feel my love, my Lord, my God, now I know it's true. Feel my love, my Lord, my God, devoted unto you. You're not just the form I see, you're everything else too. We are one, my Lord, my God, not in form but in spirit. We are one, my Lord, my God, it's time that all hear it. While in form I speak to you as if there's me and you. But I know there's only one, the one love that is true. Here's my prayer, my Lord, my God, to know love and know peace. Here's my prayer, my Lord, my God, let harmony increase. Here's my prayer, my Lord, my God, to know we all are one. No longer feeling separate, we merge into the one. Hear my prayer, my Lord, my God, as I speak to you. with me, Baba, take me in your arms. Waltz with me, Baba, protect me from harm. The growing pains, let them be for the good. Waltz with me, Baba, from where I once stood. Waltz with me, Baba, it's you that I love. Waltz with me, Baba, it's you I think of. Your love and your comfort are so dear to me. Waltz with me, Baba, this love to receive. Waltz with me, Baba, please show me the way. Waltz with me, Baba, guide me every day. With trust and surrender, I give you the lead. Waltz with me, Baba, you're all that I need. Waltz with me, Baba, take me in your arms.
I've been in the world, and I felt pain. But I'm not its victim, no need for shame. I'm learning my lesson, I'm paying the price. And like Einstein said, God don't play with dice. And I got love, sweet precious love. Realize we're one, and to just be, to forgive and to love unconditionally. I intend to forgive, beginning with me. By forgiving others, I set myself free, and I got love. A victim, that's not my role. It's all been a lesson to help my soul. I made an agreement before coming here on what I would learn in this life so dear. And I got love, sweet precious love, and I got love, that higher, I got that higher, that higher love.
Thank you.
cherish our intimate relationship. You guide, protect, and shower grace. My heart is filled with profound gratitude. On one of my trips to see you, I said, I wanted self-realization and merger in this lifetime. Do whatever it takes. Until the day I die and beyond, I praise your holy name.
We're singing to the Lord in joy.